God, Jeff was always saving. And Gitch was always wrecking. God, John was always making them great fights. But you can't forget to go customs. Or butt kicker and GMS. But most of all, you can't forget the Not So Fast Podcast. The Not So Fast Podcast. The Not So Fast Podcast.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Today we have Patrick Anderson, Jeff Ramsdell, Keith Fonseca, myself, Dave Gilbert, and our special guest today is Evan Hurdle. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Morning. Morning.
Normally, we talk about our week in iRacing or last 2 weeks in iRacing since we didn't have a podcast last week. Any official races, hosted races, or other leagues that we ran this week, these last couple weeks?
I've been off.
Nothing too spectacular. So,
I ran some jumpy truck races. I was about to extend in my official racing.
Yeah, we did do a practice race last week with the trucks and Xfinity, or not Xfinity, and the Cup cars at Indy Road. And, you know, Kevin Bernheimer was pulled off the win in the Cup side, and I was able to pull off the victory in the truck, so I just needed to pat myself on the back there.
Good job. I did a lot of testing that race and stuff, and was looking to see where I can push things and try and figure the things out or whatnot. I wasn't trying to win that race all that much.
You joined in a Cup car, though, right?
I did join in a Cup car because I knew that was going to be harder than the truck. So I was like, I might as well get the practice in the Cup car. I knew I wasn't going to struggle as much in the truck than I would in the Cup car.
I thought the trucks were harder. Just like with the grip.
Yeah, not much for a grip.
You had the grip. I mean, next gen, you just had to figure out what the brakes.
Yeah, for sure. But we'll talk about Indy Road a little bit here later. But yeah, I just but I'm just going over the practice race.
How much did you win by, Dave?
I think that it was almost a full. I think I have everybody a full lap down. I mean, there's only five people in the truck, so. But
you know, I left so Dave could win and get his glory. You know,
I see you doing victory laps, victory donuts in the middle of the race.
Yeah, I was all over the place. I'm like, yeah, this is enough. Yeah,
yeah. So, I mean, the one thing I learned in that practice race, and it did help, is that you just focus on yourself and not the trucks around you. Just run your race, because there was a. Yeah, no, there was a lot of action. I did do, funny enough, I did an AI race to practice. You guys ever try that? Try doing an AI race?
I haven't.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is that you could set 60% fuel, so it helps us, to know our fuel limits and stuff for an AI race. And you're cracking up there, Arnold. Evan, but so anyways, I did an AI race, but man, they kept wrecking me. I couldn't get any practice laps because every time I'd catch one, they'd like run me off the track. So yeah,
they don't might care be, you're there.
They don't. Yeah, they do not care that you're there. Yeah.
Have you seen the ones that we did with the AIs with you?
They
don't care. They just go right through you.
Yeah. But anyways, though, we got Evan with us. It's good to have him with us. Evan, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I What exactly do you want me to say about myself?
Tell us who you are outside of iRacing.
So I like to play football. I did tackle football last fall, and I'm about to start flag football on Sunday. I also run track, and that's pretty much it.
What grade are you in?
I am in 8th grade.
What position do you play?
In football, I played wide receiver.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
What do you run in track?
I run the hurdles.
Hurdles?
I never did that. I did the shot put and discus. And when I did it, I was the first freshman to throw over 100 feet, and the coach was like 25 years.
There was a kid we had a meet on Thursday in my that goes to our school who threw 123 feet.
Wow. Yeah, once I got the senior, I think I threw about 146, 150 or so.
I made
it to States, which was pretty cool, but I went a couple meets. A lot of second, thirds. But yeah. That was when we started out, and they had, I don't know if they still have it, but race walking. So I did that.
Race walking.
Yeah, race walking. Yeah. Like I did race walking. Would do.
Definitely.
I did, the 2 mile. Nobody wanted to do the 2 mile, but I did it. Because I did cross country in the fall, so.
Patrick, do you believe what he just said?
I'm sitting over here laughing. Sorry.
race. Like, the mall walking is an Olympic sport.
Yeah.
Did your mom hold your hand when you did that?
Actually, my parents really never went to any of my meets. They always were working or, you know, busy.
They were embarrassed their son went out on the race walking. Yeah, that's what was happening.
Was your son? He's the one out there walking.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have many people doing it. I'm like, oh, whatever, I can do it, whatever, you know. And
don't break your hips.
Yeah, I know.
When you were practicing,
did
you
strap my hips?
I can't stop laughing.
I know. When you were practicing, did you strap weights to your legs so you could bulk up?
You know, not get out of form.
Yeah, swing your hands.
Yeah. Come on, hustle! What's that kid over there doing running?
That kid's jogging. This kid's jogging.
Oh man. I didn't know that was gonna take that turn.
All I'm wondering is this is the first time I've ever hearing about this, and I've been talking with Jeff for the last 6 years. Yeah. So.
And now it's all you're gonna talk about.
I know, right? I got tears in my eyes right now.
Uh-huh. I'm gonna get John Peterson to make up some awesome cars about this. Instead of Star Wars, I'm going to have Race Wars, and it's going to be Jeff Ramsdell. Just
Jeff Ramsdell Skywalker. Skywalker.
Okay, let's get back on track, guys.
Sorry, Evan.
No, we need pictures from him being in school down doing this.
I don't know if there's any evidence of that.
What year did you graduate?
2000.
You remember in Greece where John Travolta's character wants to get his Letterman jacket and his sweater, so he took up was trying different sports, and he didn't know that there was a walking. It's like Keith Jeff was like, I got to get my letter somehow, so I took up walking.
I did get my varsity letter in both track and.
Oh, you were the only kid that showed up. Of course they're going to give it to you.
Yeah, that's a few of them. I didn't really win race walking, though. I think I was too big, too tall.
The wind, you know, because you were too big. It held you up, right?
Yeah.
Not very aerodynamic.
No.
So, Evan, how long have you been on iRacing?
A little over a year. So
a little over a year, and you're still kicking all of our asses?
Yep.
But, Jeff, but.
Yeah, but, sorry. Yeah. How did you take up iRacing so well? Did you do any other racing forms before you hopped on iRacing?
I mean, I never played a game that was like nearly as much of a simulation as iRacing. I played like the Formula One games at NASCAR Heat, but you can't even compare them to iRacing anymore because not great. But those are pretty much the only games I played before I got iRacing.
Yeah, that's what me and Patrick did.
What?
Did you play on Xbox or PlayStation?
I played on Xbox, and then I got a PC.
Yeah. What was your gamer tag?
That's a good question, actually. I don't remember.
Just want to know if we ever met in the lobby and we whooped you. Beating up. We were on Xbox beating up on little kids all the time.
We thought that was a king's butt. And then we got iRacing. We're like, wait a minute, Xbox, screw Xbox.
Yeah. Yeah, I've retired my Xbox since I got iRacing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so what is, so far that you've been on iRacing, what's your favorite cars to drive?
Any cars that get around road course as well. But my, like, absolute favorites, I like Indy cars. Those are really fun, and I also like GT3s a lot.
So you don't like the next-gen Cup cars then, huh?
I haven't really driven them that much. Oh,
they don't get around. Next season, we're driving the next-gen. We're not driving Arca.
What?
No?
Why?
Well, if Evan is going to struggle, we're going to be in a car that he's going to struggle in, so we can see him in the back and not up front.
I'll take next-gen.
Yeah,
I'm joking. Or am I?
I mean, probably figure it out pretty easily.
Yeah, I'm
sure you would.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead, Patrick.
No, I was gonna say, with how good you are on iRacing, has it gotten you any ideas to try to go real life racing?
I mean, I've had my dad talk about doing like karting at a local track, but that's never really happened. Or maybe actually that might have been Rick that was talking about that. I don't really remember, but that not that much. Like, I haven't talked about real life racing that much.
I do know that Rick like wanted him to try karting and stuff, what how well that he does in real life.
I've gone to the Accelerate Indoor Speedway in like Chicago before. Those are pretty fast, but
yeah, you're 14 though. I think karting is. I mean, there's kids at a lot of local tracks starting out at 14 in regular stock cars. So, I mean, just for a hobby, it's fun, but. The experience you get from in a real stock car is a lot different than the experience you'll get in a go-kart.
Yeah,
definitely, for sure.
And them go-karts aren't cheap. I mean, you probably spend the same amount of money on a street stock or something as you would a go-kart.
Yeah, you're probably a couple thousand less for a go-kart than a street stock. Street stock anywhere from 8 to 10 for a low one to 20 to 25 for a high end one.
Yeah. It's outrageous. But, yeah, so it'd be cool to see you out on the real track someday. But, so when you're iRacing, do you prefer VR or triples?
I don't think I've actually ever done either. I just have a single monitor, but I feel like I'd probably prefer triples.
Hold the phone.
Whoa. Yeah.
You're beating us on a single monitor.
Yes.
What size? What
tell
size
us it's a freaking laptop.
Know how big it is, but I think it's 55 inches. I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, well, that's kind of like having troubles.
Yeah.
I tried racing on a single monitor because I have triples. And last year when we went down to Charlotte, we raced on John Cusimano's. Reagan, he has a, you know, same thing, just a TV, huge TV, I don't know, probably 65-inch TV, and me and Ramsdale, we wrecked his I rating in a week.
Did we?
You know, yeah, we got him knocked down from an A-class to B, and just because we're so used to having that peripheral that, you know, like, not being able to see to the left and right of us just killed us. Yeah. And then, sorry, John.
He's like, ah, go to bed. Turn it off when you get done. 1 a.m. We're getting done. We're like, yeah, we should stop here.
Next year, he's going to be in a rookie.
Yeah. So, do you have a favorite race that you have been involved with there, Evan?
I mean, the Daytona Oval earlier this year, that was a fun finish. It's also kind of funny. But I also just enjoy any of the road courses in the stock cars that I win.
So do you race more than in the FFRL?
On iRacing, not really, but I play a lot of F122, even though the game's not that good. But
yeah.
How
much time per week do you think you play video games? Racing games.
Well, racing games are like the only games that I do play, but I don't really know. I'd probably say on weekdays, like 2-ish hours.
That's why he's whooping us. We're at work and he's playing two hours of racing games.
I get home from school at like 6, and then I spend most of the time that I'm not doing anything at home racing.
Yeah. Jeez, if I was at home from school, got all my homework done, I was doing chores.
Well, I don't really...
Did you walk home? Anymore. Did you walk home, Jeff?
Yeah, really fast.
He'd walk home, but he got home faster than the other kids, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll race you.
You cheated. You ran. All right. Well, Evan, you're welcome to stick around. We're going to go over some of these results from the last couple weeks. I think we're going to start with the Freaky Fast race at Dirt Daytona Road, the stock cars.
Dirt Daytona Road? We raced on the dirt at Daytona Road.
No. Yeah, well, some of us might have. Yeah, some of us might have. It was the first race of the playoffs.
It was the first race of the playoffs. We had Luke Smith picking up the win. And he says it is his first road win on iRacing ever. He beat Alec Daffin. And then I finished third. Elijah Travis came in fourth. And Michael Gitchell came in fifth. Evan, he struggled that night.
Evan, how'd you struggle?
What was that?
How'd you struggle?
My brake pedal was not calibrating properly, so it was just incredibly difficult to do anything. So I just tried to keep it on the track and get what I could.
I was like, why am I passing Evan here? Something's not right here.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm doing decent here today, but I was like, what's going on here?
He was actually out of town for that race, and it was his little brother.
Yeah, right.
Well, I don't have a little brother, so try again. Little sister. Also, don't have a little sister.
Oh, you're the youngest, huh?
His dad was racing for him.
Okay. But Jeff got it.
Oh, if my dad was racing for me, he wouldn't finish.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
We did have some fireworks in that race, though, when Alec Daffin there on the coming to the white flag cut the track that last chicane and used it to his advantage and stayed out in front of Luke, who ended up running him over in turn three. So Alec actually ended up getting a one lap hold for this week out of that. So that's going to make Sunday interesting. Him starting all the way from the back.
Can't have any cautions right away because then that'll negate the penalty. Tell everybody to race clean.
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, Daytona Road, that's I've gotten more love for Daytona Road than a lot of other racetracks. I just feel like it's a fun race. You know, it's got a little bit of everything for a road course. It's got high speeds. It's got, you know, slow corners, and so it's like a really good road course, and it's a good thing. If you're going to put one in the playoffs, that's the one to do.
Yeah, we didn't want to put something really hard in there. We wanted a road course in the playoffs, but we didn't want to put anything like super hard in there. Like, it still give everybody a feeling that they had a chance to do well. Which is when it comes down to it, Daytona Road Course is not a hard track to drive whatsoever when you think about it. But it can be tough at the same time.
It does have its tough spots, yeah.
It has tough spots, but like compared to like other things, it's not overly hard.
To me, it's how much GT3 practice and when you do the 24 hours helps any car there that you run.
It's amazing how much driving a car that's meant to be on a road course helps, really.
I know, right? I was driving the next gens last night, and I'm like, wait a minute, aren't these cars supposed to be a road course car? That's like, they don't even drive.
Yeah. Well, that's the one thing that I had, too. So I made sure to run the practice race last week for, you know, NIL. And then, you know, Wednesday, we were there for GT3s. And then I knew the track for Indy Road, you know, like this week, you know, being there, especially on a Wednesday. So when you drive a whole bunch there, you know, you get used to things.
Yeah.
Well, we're just going to have to make sure that we look at your guys' schedule next season so we don't, yeah, we don't right. have this kind of mistake happen again.
can't be having too much practice here.
Exactly.
I don't think the cars translate. Like knowing where the track would help, but the cars don't translate. I'm sure they all drive a little bit differently.
Well, on Wednesday I actually drove the Toyota, so all the braking points are different, but the way you drove the track was no different than in any of the other, you know, cars and stuff. You know, I made sure not to actually get into GT3. Well, I wasn't going to stay anyway because I've been leaving and going racing in other league. So
he's been blowing his own lead.
But weird enough, I've kind of lost my passion for road racing lately. Which is weird how well I've done the last two nights, but maybe I've done well the last two nights.
I was going to say Thursday night you were freaking ecstatic, and then you were yelling at me, get over! Get out of my way! I'm like, I want to see him leave that, but then I'm like, yeah, no. Go ahead.
I wasn't yelling. I was like, I was like, please get out of my way. And then what do you do? You go out onto the oval and get loose and hit the wall. And I'm like, I'm trying to get as close to the wall as possible. I'm like, please don't come up the track. Please don't come up the track. Please don't come up the track.
That's what I did. I turned right. I was like, all right, there's no way I'm overcorrecting this thing. I'm just going to biff in the wall here and Eve go by.
You should have heard him in the Discord. He was like, he's yelling at me to move. He can F off. I ain't moving.
Yeah,
I looked up. Like, he's got a four second lead. I'm like, it's fine.
Let's go over Dirt to Daytona real fast before we jump all the way to Thursday's race.
Yeah.
So we did do we had Dirt to Daytona this past week, but we had the season start off. We kicked off at the Dirt Street Stocks. Kicked off at Eldora. How are you on dirt there, Evan?
Well, I really don't race on dirt, like, ever.
Right.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. He just won the dirt race Sunday night for the Easter race. He got flipped over, crashed, everything, still won.
Yeah.
We're trying everything in our power to make sure he didn't win, and he still won.
I was trying to make it on fuel. I was like three laps short. I'm like, I can make it. And I was three laps short.
Yeah, so the scheduled distance was 100 laps, but evidently there wasn't enough fuel to do 100 laps. Is that what I heard?
I had enough fuel. Patrick's the one that was running out of fuel and said he couldn't make it, so we had to
I couldn't make it.
Why couldn't you?
Because I was out in the front the entire time, while you guys were back racing, letting off the gas and saving fuel. I was pedal to the metal, and I could only run 75. And
we should have made it.
I got lucky.
Whoever made the last, whoever could make the completed laps, that's where you finish.
But after all the cautions at the end, you know, we ended up being able to run the 100 laps. But you know, called the race early. You know, we decided to call the race at lap 75 right away, and then, sorry.
Yeah. So Patrick Anderson got the win. DJ Trout finished second. Keith finished third.
How many laps did Patrick lead? Oh, all 75.
But Patrick didn't lead lap 100.
It didn't matter.
Yeah, so Thomas Myers finished fourth. Josh McKinney fifth. Kevin Bernheimer, John Peterson, Luke Smith, Bobby Anderson, and Jeff Ramsdell
the top 10. I was in the top five, and then Bobby Anderson got loose off the top, come down and clipped my front nose, and we spun out, and that was the lap 74 caution, so that ruined both of our races. But that's dirt, though. When you get loose and somebody like checks up in front of you, you have nowhere to go.
Yeah, so then we did, this past Monday night, we did the Charlotte Legends Oval with the Legends cars, and so we did it. We did do 100 laps there. We didn't cut the distance short with Joe Turkle. He pulled off the win. Keith Fonseca led most of that race, and he had that in the bag for a little bit
until Turkle dumped me.
Yeah, I totally dumped you.
He doesn't know what happened. Like, I don't know what happened. I think you moved up, and he just took the spot. He took a couple of feet from you.
He just ran me over. It was all right. I wasn't lying when I said after the race too. Like he's lucky that I got loose, because if I got those bumper, I was moving them out of the way. I was.
I was halfway through. I had like 16 instant points of the 17, and I'm like, I can't hit nobody. I can't get close to anybody, and so I was just happy with the second place.
Yeah. So I know early on there, you drove off there, Keith, and like the beginning of the race, and I was running second, and I was like, I didn't know how the tires were going to be. You know, I didn't want to have to change tires, and I didn't know how the tires were going to wear, so I wanted to be pretty conservative, so I let you drive off from me there, Keith.
Well, if it wasn't for the cautions, you know, like,
yeah,
every caution that came out, I'm like, no, yeah. I don't want to have to do this restart again. And that's why, like, on the restarts, you know, while I was leading, I was being so unpredictable, you know, to when I was taking off, so to make sure to get a gap, you know, and get away from people than just get into the group. But, you know, like, when between me and Turkle happened, I just lost for that little bit of lost concentration. I was sitting there. I was talking to Sonya during that call. She came back and like, just, I just could not refocus for them couple of laps and just let him still be there. And then what happened, you know, happened and crap was all dumb. But I made my way back through the field and got, and then, I don't know, that car just got loose. It was the first time it did that, like, all night long. And I was like, oh, I was just so annoyed and crap, you know.
Yeah.
Got myself back into a situation where I could sit there and still go get the win. And I killed myself.
So Joe had bumped Keith in it. So we get down to, I don't know, maybe 80 laps into the race, so 20 laps to go. I'm guessing about that spot, and I'm sitting there behind. I'm sitting in third. Well, how many to go?
40 to go is when Keith got spun out.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm saying, though, with about 20 to go, Keith got up to second, and I was running third, and I'm like, oh, I'm in a catbird seat right here, because I thought Keith is going to go get Joe, and I was going to, you know, be able to drive around both of them. But, so then, you know, Keith, he just, it's like he hit gravel that wasn't there on the backstretch or something, and he just completely spun sideways and wrecked both of us, which I thought that, you know, I mean, I only led one lap, but I thought that, you know, Keith and I were pretty fast that night.
I think I was a little fast.
Yeah, you actually had the fastest lap of the race. But Joe, he ended up pulling off the victory.
He did.
Because, you know, the rest of us couldn't stop wrecking into each other. But
back half of the field drivers.
Yeah. So we do have the street stocks this week at Lucas Oil coming up.
Hate them cars. So,
yeah.
That means Joe's in the start's tail, right? EOL win, EOL.
Yeah.
Pat just got his EOL when he comes back.
Yeah, so, the street stocks at Lucas Oil, so that should be fun.
I don't think I've ever run street stocks here.
Yeah, it's they're a lot of fun at Lucas Oil, IRP.
Yeah, I know the trucks are pretty fun there.
But we have we did have the stock car series go to Indy Road for the Freaky Fast.
Did we?
I'm sorry, the sports car series. I said stock car series. I'm sorry.
I was gonna say, like, what?
I'm sorry.
Leaks messed up there, buddy.
Yeah, sorry. I said stock car. I meant sports car. Well, you got changes up a little bit.
Yeah, so we went to Indy Road on Wednesday. You know, Evan got his brake pedal all figured out and stuff after Daytona Road. Picking up the win with another dominating performance. Yeah, Kevin Bernheimer finished second. Thomas Forlizzo finished in third. With Elijah Travis fourth. And Justin Galloway, which might be his first top five of the season, coming in fifth. With the Toyotas, he had David Tamara returning with the win, Mark Bradshaw in second, and me in third, even though I didn't stay the whole race.
That's pretty, huh?
What does the points look like for the Toyotas? I know you said that Tamara and Bradshaw were pretty close.
Oh no, let me. Toyotas or whatnot. Right now, Bradshaw has pulled ahead because Tamara has missed some races, who has won 7 of the 9 races. Bradshaw has a 48-point lead here. I think we have 3 races left in the season. Evan probably knows. How many races we have left, Evan?
3. Yeah, Road America, Road Atlanta, and Okayama.
Then you know more about my league than I do, Dave. Yeah, so, yeah.
Pretty fun tracks, at least.
And GT3s, we have Evan leading the points by a bunch over Kevin Bernheimer and Elijah Travis. So, Evan just got to come out and just kind of go through the motions, and he's going to win himself another championship.
So, for the stock cars, though, we talked about those guys. You guys have Kentucky coming up on Sunday.
We do have Kentucky coming up on Sunday, second race of the playoffs in our unique way that we are doing our playoffs. So we have some interesting, you know, battles going on. The way we're doing our playoffs is top 12 made it, top 6 make the second round, but the top 6 are having their points all reset to 3,000, so it's going to be three races for the championship between them, six drivers. And right now, we have Luke Smith leading the points with Alec Davin second. I'm third. Evan is fourth. Turkle is fifth. And Mike Miller is sixth, only 2 points ahead of Gitchell. Elijah or whatnot is 4 points behind. Matthew Fitz is 6 points behind him. So, you know, coming out of Daytona Road, you know, there's a good battle going on for that cutoff position.
Are you going to make sure that Turkle doesn't make that cutoff position?
We'll have to see. Well, if it means me getting in or him getting in, I'm gonna have to go with that. It's gonna be me that gets in. but I have a nice little gap so far to that cutoff position. So I just need some good finishes the next 2 weeks, and I'm like 11 points above the cutoff line right now. So we'll see. I haven't ran Kentucky in a long time, so that'll be interesting in itself.
I've never run Kentucky before, so it'll be interesting.
I will tell you this, Evan.
Actually, I did like 10 laps last night.
It is a tire track when it comes down to it. I know sometimes that you have actually struggled at some tire tracks, Evan. So just keep that in mind when you're practicing, that tires will wear. I don't know why I'm giving Evan advice, but
it's good to know.
But it's true. It's not right advice. Yeah, Kentucky wears your tires out
quick. Hey, you know what they say: money talks, Jeff Ramsdale walks.
I might have to join you guys at Kentucky. My last official win was at Kentucky.
Luke has picked up one this week, you know, at Kentucky, or last week. He's like super happy. Winning, I think it was last week. They're at Martinsville this week.
Is he even racing anymore?
Yeah, no, officials, official. It's his work.
Not officials. Our leagues.
No, it's his work schedule.
I told Patrick this. I don't care about work schedules. We have a schedule to race, and this is the schedule. This is more important.
I quit my job.
I know exactly. We told you what to do, and you did it.
Yeah, I literally quit my job and started a new job this summer. So I could race more.
Well, he's been working like 1 to 10, 2 to 10. He works every, you know, weekend and stuff. His days off are usually like Tuesday or Wednesday are his days off. But he's supposed to be getting a new schedule soon, and he's hoping that it's going to be like 96, and he's going to be able to race more. Yeah, we need somebody in the booth or whatnot with Wheeler on Sunday because Lucas got to work.
He needs to do what my buddy Joel Brewer did. He needs to send his wife to work and be a stay-at-home dad. That's what he needs to do.
So Lucas is. I know he had big plans for Road to Pro, but he hasn't been able to do that.
He hasn't. He after the first couple of races, it kind of deflated him a bit too, not having good runs and getting wrecked out by other people. But at the same time, too, he's been working and hasn't been able to run it. You know, so
yeah. Well, there's always next season.
Yeah, and braces officials when he can to get it to his. Racing fix. It's just he wishes he'd be able to race in both of our leagues, you know.
Yeah.
He's the reason why it's supposed to be ARCA next season, but I told him, well, if you're not able to race, is it still going to be the ARCA car next season? Because it's the whole reason why it's the ARCA car, because that's what he wants to race. So, I don't know.
Yeah. So, we did do a podcast question of the week, and the question this week was, who would play you if they made a movie about your life, and would it be a comedy, a drama, action, or a romance film? Keith, you mentioned that it would be a comedy, and Chris Farley would be the only place and that person that could play you.
Without a shadow of a doubt, he would 100% be the perfect person to play me, even though he can't because he's dead.
Yeah, but he's got a brother.
He does have a brother, but his brother's not him, though.
No, you're right. It's not.
All his movies were freaking funny.
They were funny.
They were awesome.
Yeah. Luke Smith says Adam Sandler would be the, and it would be an action movie for him.
Luke Smith must be ugly.
Yeah.
Must be ugly.
I actually had a friend who went to see Adam Sandler in concert last night.
I heard he's pretty good. Yeah. He's actually from New Hampshire, yeah.
Luke Gortman says Jake Gyllenhaal, and it would be a romance and racing movie.
Like Brokeback Mountain with race cars?
Yep.
Luke could play Heath Ledger.
Yeah. And so who would play you there, Jeff?
I have a lot of people that say I look like Seth Rogen. So I look like Seth Rogen, and then I go to this lumber yard and this guy that looks like Will Ferrell, and I'm like, hey brother.
But can they race walk?
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably yeah, it was me. It'll definitely be a racing movie.
Right.
It could be a gambling movie too, because of your little black book that you carry around.
Right.
You know? So it could be like a mafia movie.
Yeah. I was getting out the cooler because race season's starting up, and I was looking through it. I'm like, oh hey, I got $27, and I'm up $27 this year in my little gambling.
Yeah. Ryan Johnson says that Ryan Gosling. But he said he says his aunt said he looks like Ryan Gosling, but he wants Ryan Reynolds in a racing movie that would be comedy and action.
I think Ryan Reynolds is annoying.
He's got a couple decent movies.
Yeah, he's just annoying now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, ever since like COVID hit and everything else, I don't think I've been in the movies in 7-8 years.
Oh, that's because there's no good movies coming out. I know, right? None.
Yeah.
Although I do have Peacock and the Cocaine Bears on there. I was like, it looks like a stupid, funny movie, but it's like, I don't know.
Cocaine Bear? Oh, I'm 100% watching that movie because it looks so stupid. It's going to be hilarious.
Right? That's I showed my fiance now.
Congratulations.
Thank you. The preview of it, and she's like, what is this movie? I don't know. I heard stuff on the radio that said it was a funny movie. I was like, I don't know.
That's actually going to be the name of Keith's movie. You know, Cocaine Bear with Chris Farley in it.
the Cocaine Care Bear. All right, Evan, do you have you given any thought to that? Who would play you in a movie?
I have no clue. Yeah. I don't know.
Zac Efron from High School Musical days.
Yeah. Would it be a comedy movie or would it be an action movie?
Probably a comedy.
So, all right. So I'm going to say the dude that's going to play you is McLovin.
that's who
you kind of sound like. I'm going to say McLovin.
No, you got to make sure you've seen that movie.
Have you seen the movie Superbad?
Nope.
You have to watch it.
Watch it today. That's your homework assignment for racing.
I think it's on Netflix.
McLovin? I have one name.
Way to go, Fogle.
I think Evan just got a nickname stuck to him.
Mick Lovin.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we could get Emmanuel Lewis to play Evan. Hey. Nobody knows who that is, do they?
I know exactly who that is.
I don't know who that is. Okay.
First, I'm going to ask this one. And Evan, are you black?
No.
Okay. Emmanuel Lewis is out.
He played in a TV show called Webster back in the 80s. And I
loved that show when I was a little kid.
Yeah. But what about you, Patrick? Who would you have to play you?
I don't know his name, but it's going to be the chunky kid from The Sandlot. And it would be a comedy.
Yeah.
And it would be one where, I'm a habitual line stepper. So it'd probably be a really dry comedy. Probably not a lot of people would like it. It's either you're going to love it or you're going to hate it.
Yeah.
Who would play you?
My wife has told me this since I met her, that there was ever a movie about me, Adam Sandler would have to play me because I'm way out there as far as just making her laugh and stuff. So she said it would have to be a comedy and he would have to be Adam Sandler playing me.
It's not because of the shape of your head.
And we both have egg heads, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so that's a cool question. We have to come up with a new question this week, and we'll put it in the Discord chat and get over the answers next week. Who do we think would play Gitchell in a movie?
Ooh. Gene Wilder.
Yeah. I don't think he's alive anymore, but...
No.
That's not a bad one, though, really.
No, it's not a bad one. Yeah, it's like Gitchell and the 3D printing factory. You got a golden ticket. Yeah. And what about Joe Turgle? Who do you think Joe would play Joe in a movie?
Who's an actor I really dislike?
John Goodman.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Caitlyn Jenner.
I don't know him that well, like outside of racing, so I really can't say.
What about Lucas Gortman, Keith? Who do you think could play Lucas Gortman? He said,
he said Adam Sandler, didn't he? No, he said Jake Gyllenhaal. He said Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, he said Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah, that's good.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
What about Matthew Wheeler? I'm thinking Adam Sandberg.
Do you know at times who Wheeler reminds me of? Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh, yeah.
And just, just like Wheeler, just when he gets so obnoxious and everything, which he can do. It was funny because Thursday night with like 10 laps to go, I told him to be quiet and don't talk the rest of the race so I could concentrate.
I told the guys that last night too. They started talking. I forget what they were talking about, but I was like, yeah, we can stop talking about that now. Oh, they were talking about Minnie's wheel shutting on and off. I was like, we don't need to talk about Minnie's problems. We need to concentrate.
You're in that. Patrick made a Discord channel that said gas and go quiet. And they were in that one.
I got in there and I'm like, to be quiet. Started whispering.
All right. So speaking of Thursday nights, why don't we go over them results?
Okay. So we had 30 laps, zero cautions. Awesome. We had three lead changes. So we had Kevin Bernheimer coming in with the pole with 133.2, followed by Kyle Spies, Keith Fonseca, Jeff Radke, Luke Smith, Joe Turkle, myself. Matthew Boston Wheeler, Bobby Anderson, and Wally Babb rounding out the top 10 for qualifying. Coming to the
going on a Friday night. Go over the Friday night results now.
Yeah, we can skip to the Friday. No, keep them on Thursday, so we can move on.
All right, go ahead. Friday's night.
No, we had Keith coming home with a win, which, no, congratulations, Keith. We like to screw around with you, but, you know, it's you finally got that monkey off your back.
And he finally broadcast the win, yes.
Yep. So we had Keith winning it, followed by Luke Smith, Kyle Spies, Kevin Bernheimer, Wally Babb. I've rounded out the top five. Going to the top 10, I finished sixth. Garrett finished seventh, which I think it's kind of, you know, awesome that Garrett did finish seventh because he called it before the race that he was going to work his way only up to seventh. Eighth was you, Mr. Gilbert, followed by Mike Miller and Bobby Anderson rounding out the top 10.
That's like, I mean, personally, that's a win for me. Staying on the lead lap of a road course race, I'm taking that. I was just as happy as Keith.
I didn't hear you with F-bombs over the radio getting the top 10.
Luke talked over my first one. because, yeah, I definitely dropped one going across the finish line, and Luke was talking at the same time. I don't know how much people heard me and crap, but I didn't care. I was that happy. And crap, finally get that monkey off my back and crap. Did start creeping into my head with like five laps to go. Yeah, it did start to think about I might have an actual chance or whatnot to break this jinx and everything. But I was like, no, they're still too far behind. I'm like, let me just sit there and keep just doing what I'm doing. I'm like, and they're not going to sit there and run me down.
Yeah. So was Sonia sleeping? Because I didn't see her. I would have thought she would be active in the chat.
To be honest, I don't remember.
She wasn't sleeping after you started dropping F-bombs, so was she?
No, she wasn't. I won that race solely on my pit call. I made what turned out to be the perfect pit call. I knew I was...
What was your pit call?
Kyle was on the short run was quicker, but then as tires started getting worn, was pulling him back in, and Luke like started hanging around and stuff. But as it went on, I knew I was faster than Kyle, but I didn't want to push it and try to force an issue, get around him. So I was like, all right, so I'm going to undercut him here. And come in and take tires. I'm going to get out, run a good, you know, out lap and everything, be able to get out. And I think he waited actually like two laps to pit after I did. And then Luke like waited like three laps. And it just gave me that lead that basically I kind of maintained the rest of the race. I tore my tires up good in the first half of the race. Second half of the race, I was paying attention to them more and not trying to, and just trying to save them up in case they did get there. Then through, I think my out lap, I think, was my fastest lap of the race.
So yeah, I will say your fastest lap of the race was a half a second faster than anybody else.
I threw down.
Yeah, the closest guy was Michael Miller with a 134 flat, and you had a 133.5.
So, I knew I had the speed on Thursday. In practice, I was fast.
Not to take anything away from you, top three, but the guy that I was really impressed with, even though there was a moment in the race where I was like, "F you, Kevin," but. He crashed four times, and he only finished 40 seconds behind you guys. So you take those four crashes out, he's right there with you. He spun out going into one, and he just started coming right.
He spun out on the first lap.
Yeah.
But he was coming back on the track, and I had the speed, and I saw him coming on, and I went low, and he did to me what Ryan did to him last night. He came over and apologized. I know it wasn't intentional, but it was like, I was cursing him right then in my chat.
Yeah. So the right before the race, we all gridded up, we're rolling off, and the broadcaster pulls me up into the Discord chat, or up into the broadcast booth as we're rolling off. And when it did, it booted me out of Discord. I had no Discord, and I had no sound or whatever through Discord. So anyways, I'm trying to get that fixed. I got 2x. I went off the track twice on our parade lap, our leading up to the green flag, and I ended up with a 3x. So I got 2x's before the race even started. I had more x's before the race started than during the race.
I had none.
Yeah, I think I got a one off somewhere, but you know, poor Gitchell, he had another run of bad luck. Then on Friday night, we were watching him we were broadcasting on Friday night, and he just barely clips a blade of grass and then sent him across the infield. It did it twice to him. So yeah, those the 1x and 1
he definitely needs his luck to turn around. He said the last probably 6 months of iRacing, he's just had horrible luck.
Yeah, I think I would have probably just found something else to do. Like, maybe, you know, like airplane simulator or something.
Yeah. Gitchell, just stick to 3D printing, man. Yeah. You know? But at least that'll make you happy.
But yeah, so that was Thursday night. You know, that was a lot of fun. I think we go to Indy, the Oval next week. You got anything for the Indy Oval there, Keith? You ready to take that EOL?
I can, if I get in a groove, I can run well there.
Well,
I'm gonna have to start from the back in the truck. So,
well, it's gonna be end up in one lap hold because I am gonna be protesting your language that's in the rules. You can't. no foul language, and you know you've had warnings. You know, like when you've had guys rear-ending you and you come across the mic screaming F-bombs, you know, this is track number 3, buddy. And it's going to be at least a one lap hold.
Consequences.
Just remember this, though. If you give me a one lap hold, I'm going to be driving pissed off the whole race. Watch out.
I thought you were going to say, yeah, give me one lap hold. I'm going to give you a 3 when they wreck you.
The funny thing is that the only time he keys up is when he's going to say the F word. He does like.
He only keys up when he's mad.
Yeah.
Just remember, this was Turkle's idea, not mine.
don't worry, Patrick. I won't forget that you've dumped me, too.
Hey, I apologize. You know? And if an apology doesn't mean something
between us. I always say, like, in the moment when that stuff happens, you get pissed off. But, like,
yeah.
Then, yeah, I just, like, I don't hold a grudge towards anybody. Like, I'm not sitting there waiting for the moment to be able to sit there and dump you or anything. Like, within the race, and then once the race is over, you know, like... all we are friends here to have a good time. You get pissed off
when
race is over, and then you just forget about it. I mean, that's my how I do it.
The best therapy for me is whenever, like, I'd really like my gas to go, guys, but there's times where I have gotten irritated with them, and we have a group photo, and I just put an X over their face whenever I'm mad at them.
So Patrick has a lap hold now, even though this is the podcast, right?
Yeah. That's 50 points right there. No, but like all of us race, you know, we've been racing each other for years now, and it's like we try to race clean with everybody, you know, like Patrick, you know, he says bored him, but he's like, I thought I left your lane there. I'm like, what, a lane in the grass? Says,
you have to use
but it's the just turtle. Racing, you know, it's like
if you look, you have a lane. With the width of the turtle.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm coming in, Patrick's like, did I give you room? I'm like, No, not really, but you know, we're all good. I didn't dump you, so we're good. Let's just roll. I was just worried about dumping you when you hit me, you know, because sometimes how that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
So after talking about Thursday night, let's go over Friday night's results. I know Jeff's got to get out of here pretty soon.
Yeah, Friday night, we went back to the Indy Roval, and again, we had zero cautions, which was good. 8 lead changes. DJ Trout came away with the pole by almost a quarter second over Ryan Johnson. I don't know how those guys were getting out of 129s. And but Keith, you had the fastest lap of the race with the 129.4. I got down to 131, which was decent in my book, but not bad. But Ryan Johnson, after starting from the rear, won his sixth race, I think. Fifth race of the season. Let me see here. Ryan Johnson has his fifth one of the season. He had that EOL, and by the back stretch, little left-hand turner, he was right behind me. I was like, and I started 11th, I believe. I was like, how the heck did he come through 10 people?
Oh, I'm going to say
already.
Up by us, let him go. Pack. Going into turn one, everybody ahead of us, and even like to where we were really cautious going into turn one. And there was plenty of area to make time up there.
Yeah. He must have took that Ross Chastain line. Just avoided everybody in turn one and went through. but Kevin Bernheimer took second. Cam Barnes took third. Luke Smith took fourth. Jeffy Racke took fifth. Keith, you finished sixth after a couple of mishaps from the race. He's saw you around. And Patrick, he took seventh. Garrett Sidnor, after a late spin, came back to eighth. DJ Trout, that ran out of fuel in the last lap, finished ninth. And Joe Turkel came with a top 10. I was behind him, and he did one of those next-gen overcorrect into the grass. And he took 10th to come back. That was pretty good. And my race was crappy. I had a dead spot in my wheel for some reason. It kept going in and out, and head to toe, reset all of everything, get back on the track. But overall, I think it was a decent race. Dave, how was the broadcast? Did it look like it was a decent race?
Yeah, I will say I want to thank John Peterson and for helping out in the booth. That was an amazing race to broadcast as far as road courses go, because there was a lot of battles for the lead. We had, three people leading the race at certain points. Ryan Johnson, Luke Smith, and DJ Trout, they all took turns at the lead. And I mean, and Kevin Bernheimer was right there at the end, too.
8 lead changes?
Yeah.
How long was your hold?
So yeah, that created a lot of excitement.
40 seconds, and you were
40 seconds,
51. So
yeah, he would finish third.
And then what? Lap three, when I sat there and missed, what was it, like that next to last corner in the short chute, that right-hander, and cut across the grass, and then I like basically had to slow up, and I didn't want to pull back out on the track because everybody was coming. Then like let everybody. I actually went back and looked when I finally started going. Luke or whatnot was like already in turn three. Like that's how much like time that you know I lost. Them two things, I would have been up front. I would have been able to battle for the lead, but. It is what it is. I know I was fast. I was up front, fell to the back, made my way up front again, had the speeding penalty, fell to the back, and made my way back up to sixth again. So I can't complain that much.
Yeah, we ended up giving DJ Trout the Tough Luck Award.
Give him a Tough Luck Award for bad pitch.
We ran out of gas.
Should be... That's fault. Right.
Yeah.
Right. That wasn't tough luck. That was just stupidity when it comes down to it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that they were like, I could tell that they were pinning too early. Like, I'm like, what the fuel was? You had to run it to that last lap of fuel to have a chance to make it to the end, and they like pit like a lap earlier. It's like they're not going to make it and stuff. And Luke actually came in and pit
to make sure I had fuel. Half my first stint, I was just short shifting. You know, like I was just running, letting people by. I didn't care. I was like, I just wanted to make sure that I had enough fuel to make it to lap 21, and so I was good to go till the end. Like, okay.
I wasn't worried about the first half of the race. I ran hard the first because it was showing for me I could go like 20.8 laps on the tank at that time. I'm like, I'm just going to run hard the first half of the race. And then the second half, if I have to save anything, I'm like, I'll save it then on the second half of the race. But yeah, then I got the speeding penalty and. It is what it is. I know I was fast, like I said, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was, they take the cup cars to the Indy Oval next week, and Ryan Johnson will get the EOL. You know, we picked drivers before the race, John and I did, and we both were like, well, Ryan's got to drive through the field. It's going to be tough with no cautions for him to come up and get the win here, but he made it work. So he's going to. He's got Indy Road next week, so that should be pretty exciting. We did our driver picks. Hey, Evan, the drivers didn't pick a driver this week, so we're going to let you make the pick for them. But so anyways, Gitchell, he picked Daniel Suarez. I think maybe, actually, no, I got that wrong. I got that wrong. Gitchell took Joey Logano, or I'll get it right up eventually. Kyle Larson.
I don't even know who I took anymore.
Yeah, let me put this in here.
Yeah, not Logano. All
right, I just put it in there. Not Logano. Yeah. All right, so Gitchell took Kyle Larson. Taco took Christopher Bell. Bo Ross, he took Denny Hamlin. Jeff, who just had to leave, he took William Byron. He had the point for last week for having Reddick. Wheeler took Ryan Truex. Turkle took Alec Bowman. I took Ryan Priest. And I don't Patrick, know who I took. Talk to us about your pick.
Wait. Wheeler took Ryan Truex and not Martin Truex.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, no. Did I say Ryan?
Oh, he put Truex.
Ryan Truex. Yeah.
You know,
I don't know why I said that. Yeah. But yeah, so Patrick.
I don't know who I picked. Oh, can I change that?
You picked Kyle Busch.
Because I picked before the news that Chase Elliott is coming back this week.
You know, NASCAR sent me an email.
They want you to know.
Saying that their Chase Elliott is coming back. Like, really?
I don't know how, you know. I watched this something, you know, I forget who it was, the thing and stuff, right? They, like, of all tracks for him to come back, they picked Martinsville for him to come back with all that braking and stuff and him. You know, I mean, it was his left leg that he screwed up and everything and having to do all that braking. I have broken my leg before and have a bunch of screws in my leg. And, like, your leg is still bothering you.
I'm sure
at this point in time. And crap.
Yeah. To be, I wonder, like, if he's been practicing that with right foot braking, though. I mean, I'm a left foot breaker at Martinsville. I mean, a left foot breaker in racing in general, but I'm just saying he could have been practicing right foot braking. And if he's only needing his left foot for the clutch, then he's probably going to be all right. But you're right. If he's right foot braking and he's normally a left foot breaker, then it could, you know, it could throw him off. It might not, you know, it might not be as, you know, be as consistent as he normally would be.
I guess. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm I'm sure they'll pump him up with enough meds and everything that they can. So
he's going to be on downers. He's going to be on uppers. Him,
but it'll be. He's going to be on something, you know?
Yeah. So are you guys at Martinsville? Are you guys left foot breaking or right foot breaking?
Yeah, I'm left.
I left foot break everywhere.
Yeah.
Me too.
What did you say, Evan?
I said me too.
Oh, yeah. I was
right with my left foot.
Yeah. I mean, I started racing in real life at a little quarter mile track, and so you had to be braking and on the gas at the same time, and so you had to do. So I just been left foot braking my whole career pretty much. I tried that. Has anybody tried the heel toe method? Like, you know, you ever see that guys in NASCAR doing that heel toe with the? I tried that. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. It's cool to see somebody do that. I could not do
that. That dude, he can do that. Awesome. He's good.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how they do that.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Well, Evan, I use the anti-stall clutch anyway, you know, so I don't have to worry about that when I'm running anyway.
Yeah, I know. I try just to see how it is. It's like, I don't know how they do it.
Too much coordination for me to try and do at my age.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta respect them. It's cool to watch it. You know, I like when they do the foot cam and they show them doing the heel toe. And they don't do it that often anymore. So I wonder if a lot of the drivers just don't do it anymore.
I don't think
they don't need it with the sequential shifter.
But
yeah.
But I know, like,
so maybe it's just gone by the wayside.
A foot cam for Reddick at COTA. You know, and he was. Look, I think he was left foot braking, but like he was blipping it, you know, right before he would downshift, he'd always blip it.
Yeah,
that's what I don't like about the next gens, that the next gens aren't true sequential. Like, you have to blip it to actually shift. A true sequential, you don't have to blip it to shift. You know, like, it's not an H pattern, so it's considered a sequential, but it's not a true sequential.
Yeah. So we never did get your pick there, Keith. Who did you pick for this week's race?
I think I got Logano. The log.
Yeah, Logano. And then, Evan, do you have a pick for this week that hasn't been picked yet?
Where did you...
Martinsville. Show,
where did you show where the people who've already been picked are?
Oh, if you look in driver picks, you look at the bottom driver... On each under each list,
okay. just pick somebody.
I feel like I'm gonna pick William Byron.
He's already been picked.
Okay. All right, try again.
hold on.
Yeah, he had the Ross Chastain at Martinsville last year.
Ross wasn't doing well in the trucks last night, though.
Yeah.
That was really short.
I mean, and he was like, what, 12th when he did that move to get up to 8th or whatever to pass all the people? I mean, and they can't do that move again, so he's going to finish 12th in that same race if that was today.
Did you see last night in the trucks actually started on the rain tires?
No, I did not see that.
Yeah. It was not pleasant in this area last night.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll take... Brad Keselowski.
All right, Brad Keselowski it is. I'm glad you didn't pick
who's this filling? Is it Balicki?
That was a bad joke. I'm not sure who this Zane filling Smith. Is. Isn't it Zane Smith? Yeah, Zane Smith. That's a good choice. It'd be good to see Zane get into the cup. I think next year... I mean, I think next year, that's who they're going to tab to take over the four car for Personally, I think that's who they're going to tab for Stuart Haas, Zane Smith. But you'll never know. But anyways, anybody got anything else to add before we shut this thing down? All right, then. Evan, you got anybody you'd like to thank?
I'd just like to thank all of you for having me today.
Yeah, we'd like to thank your alarm clock.
That's the biggest winner this morning.
Yeah, no, it's going to be everybody that listened to this, and they're all going to be crying. Yeah, I'm thinking about Jeff Ramsdale walking.
Have him. My Star Wars paint is going to be a Skywalker, and it's going to be Jeff Ramsdale.
We have to find a picture of him in a tracksuit walking. picture. I'll see if I can get his mom's phone number somewhere.
All right. With that being said, we'll talk to you guys next week here on the Not So Fast podcast.
Later.
Bye.
Are you looking to be immersed into your racing rig? Using patented technology, Butt Kicker products connect you to your couch or chair to send the feeling of special effects, explosions, rocket launches, racing engines, music, and much more right through it. It's a new immersive dimension in home entertainment.